The following is a podcast from a qualified senior care provider heard on the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here with Lori Hudson, amazing Medicare expert and insurance agent representing on behalf of Humana, our gold sponsor. And Lori is a dear friend of mine. She has been my way shower and my helper throughout navigating the whole complicated world of Medicare, because I had no clue. And here I am talking to, you know, seniors and their families every day, but laws change, you know, the world changes. There's so many different things that people are wondering about with Medicare. And this is the positive stuff. This is the great things that when you hit the age of 65, you get all kinds of benefits. And we're going to talk about one benefit that I bet that you guys don't know out there. And that is about dental. Actually, you do get dental health on an Advantage program. Is that correct, Lori?
That is correct. And I'm so happy to be here talking about this subject.
Yes.
Because it is something so important to our health.
Yes. And so obviously, as we get older, we need more dental health, do we not?
We do. And so what I thought I would just talk a little bit about is how that impacts our overall health. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially as we're getting older, like you said, mm-hmm. it becomes more and more important to have that dental hygiene and take care of our, mm-hmm. our teeth. So one of the things, the obvious I would think would be the oral infection. So you can get an mm-hmm. infection.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, pretty common. But if you don't address that, then that can actually get into your bloodstream, and then that can go out throughout your body. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't address those things, then, you know, it can become something very serious.
Yeah. And it can also affect your your overall tooth health. Right. So if you get I remember a long time ago, I got an infection underneath a crown, and luckily my tooth was okay. But it was just so painful because I got down there with my flossing and I got a little too aggressive and it went down underneath the crown. And then it just kind of like there was junk down there that I was trying to get out. Well, right. It caused an infection. And so I had to go take an antibiotic to get it to finally clear up, and now it's fine. But I was really concerned at one point in my life that I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to lose this crown and they're going to have to do a root canal, which it could be very expensive, right? So
it is expensive. Yes, it is. Yeah. And then just again, that impact on your overall health. And a lot of people don't realize if you have to go in for a surgery and you have some type of dental infection, mm-hmm. they may not want to treat you for your other condition until you right. address the dental right. issue with the infections, and that it can affect cardiovascular health. Mm-hmm. It can actually go into your heart.
Absolutely.
So that can cause some issues. And yeah. then just this bacteria from your gum disease can enter your
right.
bloodstream again.
Right. Right.
So if you ever see people, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just, so obviously, we know that traditional Medicare does not cover dental, and it's frustrating because there's a lot of seniors out there that are on fixed incomes. They can't afford to go to a doctor. This is the beauty of Medicare Advantage, because in many programs, it covers dental. So how does Medicare Advantage fit into overall? What do you get for that usually?
Well, first of all, talk just a little bit about Medicare itself, because okay. if you have original Medicare, you do have some coverage for a medical appointment. And so right. that's very limited, but if you have something like a tumor in your mouth or
right.
Mouth cancer, things like that, that will be covered under original Medicare. I had an example of a member I was working with. She fell and she broke mm-hmm. out all of her bottom teeth. And broke them off. Well, getting the teeth removed, that was a medical appointment, actually.
Yeah.
So that was covered under medical, but the restoration wasn't covered. So then she needed a bridge or implants, and then that was not covered. And so that's original.
And that's what's expensive.
It can be. And so the Medicare Advantage plans, they will add in benefits, and dental is a huge issue right now for so many people that the Medicare Advantage plans, almost all of them now cover the basics. So they're going to
list
cleanings, exams, x-rays, a couple of fillings. So that's pretty standard. But then some of the plans, depending on your eligibility, depending on where you live, what's available for you, there will cover root canals, as you mentioned. They'll cover crowns, you know, those types of things as well.
Right. So what are some ways in which people can access care, you know, through Medicare Advantage, especially if it's not under their plan or if they can't afford it?
Well, if you have Medicaid through your state, then that typically adds in extra benefits. And so what I do when I'm working with the member is, you know, I ask their permission, is it okay if we look up what your Medicaid status is? So if they do have Medicaid, then they can enroll into an Advantage plan that goes with that Medicaid. So that's the best option, is if people have that. If they don't have Medicaid, they can still enroll into most of the Advantage plans are zero premium now, and that could have $1,500 to $2,000 of dental benefits that are built into the plan itself, and that isn't income related, so they might be eligible for that. So we can look at that eligibility. But let's say they can't afford that, or maybe they're not quite 65 yet and they need that dental care. There are other types of Medicaid funded programs. They are a little bit few and far between, but there are some. There's also community health centers.
And right.
So those are based on, and a Google search can look those up. So there might be a community health center where they can go and you know, at least get some of those basics done. There's also a sliding scale clinics. So you might be able to go and find a clinic that will work with you on a sliding scale. There's also dental schools.
There's
a lot of dental schools. They will help. And I have a really good friend she is afraid to go to the dentist, and that I didn't realize how common that is. So sometimes
very common
people are not addressing those dental issues because they not only can they not afford it, but they also are afraid to go to the dentist. And in some areas, and you might again do a Google search on this, but there's dental schools that have have dental fear clinics.
Yeah.
And then they specialize in that. So folks that are afraid to go to the dentist, you know, those types of clinics can help. Dental hygiene schools, you know, there's dental hygiene schools that can help. And then there are also, especially veterans, some of the events that I've gone to, the big veterans events, they might have a van that comes around and they will do right on site there.
Right. So
the veterans resource there, they might have a dental van there. Mm-hmm. And there's also dental vans through some of the clinics. So if you talk to your primary care doctor, they might know, and especially if it's a clinic that's within a big healthcare system, they might have a mobile dental van, or they might have some things that are through your primary care physician that can address that. And then I know here in our area, there's a big event every year that you can go. And I know people that camp out at 4 a.m. to get in. And that's usually once or twice a year.
You know, there's an organization. Have you ever heard of an organization called Sound Dental Solutions? They're like hygienists, and they go to senior centers and they actually do cleaning. Have you heard about?
I have. And that was one of the things on my list to talk about.
Oh, good. I'm sorry.
And there might be different names for it in different areas. But
I know that there's just one, but I think that is such an amazing service for seniors.
It is.
Yeah.
And you want to check with your senior center for those.
And I think even some assisted living communities are offering it as well. Is that, I'm pretty sure they do.
There are. Yes, there are.
Yeah.
And again, some of them have the vans where they will, again, bring the chair right there. Some may have transportation for you to go.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing as well. And then, negotiating payment plans.
Yeah.
So that's another option if you don't qualify for any of these services, or you do have a dentist that you like and you go to. If you talk to your dental office, sometimes they have either negotiated payment programs or things like, I don't know if you're aware of Care Credit, where you can get a no interest payment plan for the dental care that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, these are so valuable and important. And so obviously for you, if you don't know what you covered, you don't know what your plan is, obviously there's a lot of information that Lori can give you. And if you have an existing Advantage plan, Lori, you can certainly answer questions based on what they have. Can you not? You know enough about the different plans?
Absolutely. And the other thing about it is that you want to have a review every year, because the Advantage plans contract out year by year. So whatever you have now may not be the same thing that you have next year. And that's a missed opportunity for a lot of people, is they get set with a plan. Maybe they don't have an agent that they work with. They get set with a certain plan and they feel like, okay, that I love this plan. This is what it is. And don't even think about the fact that, hey, maybe there's another Humana plan that might cover them better for the following year. So those are the kinds of things I would be happy to answer questions. If you're in Washington State, I can help anybody in Washington State. Thank you. Thanks to the technology that we're using today, through Zoom or telephone, I can help anybody in Washington State since I'm licensed in Washington.
Wonderful. And Lori, I know you cover Washington State. And what is your website? If people want information, and also if they're out of state, what can they fill out information and get referred?
Yes, you can. So my website is Hutson, and it's with a T, H-U-T-S-O-N, insurancesolutions.com. And if you go in there and fill out the contact me form, if you're in Washington, then I will contact you. If you're not in Washington, then what I'll do is I'll forward that on, and then we'll get you in touch with somebody in your area.
Thank you so much, Lori. And we have more podcasts, everyone, coming up right after this. We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.